This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. has airlifted its diplomats from the capital of war-torn Sudan. Retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard says this was a risky operation.
Three special operations Chinooks flying 800 miles at 100 feet at night on night vision goggles, having to land halfway, get gas, come into Khartoum where there's active combat going on.
He was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. In Sudan, rival generals have been battling and there is no sign of a truce. Nine teenagers were shot and wounded in Jasper County, Texas, early Sunday at an after-prom party. Authorities say they're questioning people of interest. Jury selection begins today in the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting trial. The AP's Julie Walker.
50-year-old Robert Bowers is accused of shooting to death 11 Jewish worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Stephen Cohen is with New Light Congregation, which was sharing the space when the attack happened.
For 5 years, we've been sitting on tenterhooks. We want there to be justice.
Bowers offered to plead guilty in return for a life sentence. Federal prosecutors turned him down. He's facing the death penalty. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers survived the attack. He hopes the trial exposes rising bigotry.
Doesn't end with anti-Semitism. Someone who's an anti-Semite is most likely also the possessor of a long laundry list of personal grievances.
I'm Julie Walker.
Jeff Shell, the chief executive of NBC Universal, is leaving the company after an investigation into inappropriate conduct. That from parent company Comcast. Shell issued a brief statement saying Sunday was his last day after what he called an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company. Mexico's President Lopez Obrador says he's tested positive for the coronavirus, but he says it's not serious. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder with word that some medical patients are annoyed.
The Drug Enforcement Administration plans to roll back online prescribing of potentially addictive drugs, and that's not sitting well with some patients. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the DEA relaxed rules for controlled drugs, allowing them to be prescribed to patients online. Now the DEA wants to reinstate the previously longstanding requirement that doctors see patients in person before prescribing narcotic drugs such as OxyContin and amphetamines such as Adderall. Hospice patients and their caregivers say an exception should be made for them because the rule that's expected to be finalized May 11th has forgotten about patients who are dying and are too ill to see a doctor in person. I'm Donna Water.
Gas is $3.66 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, 22 cents more than a month ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.